Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Farms can be among the most energy hungry, but also emissions heavy businesses in the economy. My next guest works to reduce farm methane and CO2 emissions and create his own energy known as biomethane. And now Local Power Limited has teamed up with the Austrian company Biogest to develop a biomethane site in Carnaross in County Meath, which they hope to turn a nasty smelling slurry and waste into cleaner renewable energy. But it will only proceed once the government decides which types of renewable energy should be obligatory. And Pat Smith is the director of Local Power Limited and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Joe.
Now, remind us, first of all, how biomethane is made.
Biomethane is produced by using the likes of farm slurries, farm crops, food waste and the likes, and taking the gas out of it, cleaning it up and taking the gas out of it by an anaerobic digestion process.
Yes.
And then that gas...
Which stinks a bit.
Actually, biomethane, there's no smell.
But the actual process, though, is a bit
messy. No, the process, maybe it's all contained internally. So the process is very clean. And there's actually no smell out of an anaerobic digestion plant.
Yeah. Now, you have done a deal with this Austrian company, Biogest, in the hope of creating a biomethane plant in County Meath. But... it all depends on something called the renewable heat obligation. Before we talk about that, what is the renewable heat obligation?
The government have an ambition to reduce their heat and transport carbon emissions. Yeah. Biomethane can do that in bucket loads.
Yeah.
The plant in Carnaross, for example, reduces reduces carbon emissions by 25,000 tonnes a year. So the renewable heat obligation is a government policy to obligate the utilities to put a percentage of biomethane into the gas.
Right.
So that effectively everyone gets a certain degree of organic gas.
So they could say 5% of the energy mix needs to come from biomethane or something like that, but we don't know yet. That's the problem.
We don't know. And what the renewable heat obligation has to do is set out a long-term plan so that businesses and the utilities know exactly what they have to do and to go about procuring biomethane. Because until they know what they need to do, they're going to sit on their hands. And when they sit on their hands, projects such as the one in Carnaross won't go ahead because it needs a gas purchase agreement to make the project viable economically.
And when will we know? Will it be before Christmas?
Well, look at Joe. We know that the government is working on it. I think it's very urgent. If you look currently at the energy crisis, biomethane will help with the energy crisis. Mm. Biomethane will help in us achieving our climate targets. So it's up to the government now to set out a policy framework that brings everything together and gets this industry going.
And will the grid be ready to receive biomethane if you get the go-ahead?
Yes, I think the grid is... gas networks have done a lot of work. We have a gas grid connection agreement in Carnaross. So the grid is ready. The market is ready, farmers are ready, the industry is ready, and it's all dependent on a clear government policy.
And of course, the farmers will be delighted to take the food waste and the slurry and get rid of it and give it a new life.
Yeah, well, I think biomethane has very positive impacts for farmers. And if you take the tillage farming sector at the minute, it's very challenged. Biomethane provides an opportunity for farmers to produce silage and maize crops for biomethane, provide a sustainable income for them. But very importantly, it also will reduce the requirement to buy in fertilisers from abroad.
Which has, with the price have gone mad over the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely. The digested at the end of the process is very nutritious and basically in a circular economy can be recycled onto land to grow crops.
Ah, so when you're finished with that food waste, whatever's left over, you can give it back to the farmer?
Absolutely. And then they can recycle it on their land, grow new crops and basically for the biomethane. So it's a circular type of process.
And of course, because urea prices have gone nuts over the last 2 weeks, that could translate into higher prices in the supermarkets.
Yes, without a doubt. Mm. You know, the farming community are very challenged with high input costs and that in itself increases the cost of food.
Now, the core of your business is not yet biomethane. A lot of it is in renewable energy in the form of solar power.
Yes, we set up Local Power about 10 years ago. And really, over the last 10 years, I've hundreds of customers right across the country, from farmers to businesses, who have reduced their carbon emissions with solar PV. Battery storage is becoming very important now. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's happening, which we're involved in, is EV charging, because people with cars want to be able to charge, at, particularly at work.
Yeah.
And we're involved in putting that infrastructure in place for businesses.
And has the price that you pay for solar panels gone down and the energy gone up?
Yeah, I would say, Joe, we're the only business in Ireland that over the last number of years, our costs have come down year on year. That's changing now, and this energy crisis is not going to help that. I think the trend will be back upwards. But investment in solar has come down from maybe 10 years ago, a 10 to 12 year return on investment, where today a business or a farm investing in its 3 to 4 years return.
Okay. And is that because you're getting most of it from the Far East and prices have gone down in the Far East?
I think it's just competitiveness. The technology is developing. Obviously, as it develops, more businesses get involved in it, becomes more competitive, and costs have come down. And thankfully, businesses are recognising that, and more of them are looking at solar PV to reduce their carbon emissions and energy costs.
I presume you would like the government to increase the subsidies that it gives for people and companies when it comes to solar PV.
I think the government and the SAAI in particular have done a good job with the subsidies that are in place both for homes and businesses. They certainly don't need to reduce them at the current time. Right. They need to increase them, and particularly for battery storage.
Pat, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck with the renewable heat obligation and getting this plant kind of up and going. That's Pat Smith, the Director of Local Power Limited in County Meath.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.